Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey y'all, I'm Moni and you're mixing with Moni, okay? Welcome to my weekly mixer where I take your favorite Bravo shows, TV news, and hot topics, mix it with my opinions and some of my friends' opinions, a little shade, and sometimes a cocktail or two. I'm bringing in my POC perspective to shows we all love. Let's mix it up. Hello, 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 all you beautiful and wonderful mixologists out there. It is your girl, Moni, and you are mixing with Moni, okay? Girl, let me tell you, it's summer, Moni, right now, and I am just so thrilled to be out of school, to be out here lit in the middle of the day and enjoying all of this good, luxurious summertime fun. And of course, with so much more time on my hands, means I'm on social media 24/7 and have so much that I'm catching up on TV, in the news, and all of the pop culture. Culture gossip. And of course, I needed someone to break all of that down with me. And that is where my fabulous guest comes from today. She is a co-host of the Romance of Bravo podcast with her friend Abby. And both of them literally get you through all of their weekly TV on Bravo and like under an hour, which is crazy because I could never. And we just love them for that. But they also cover so much good hot topic and juicy scoop on their Instagram. It is Vanessa, welcome back.
Hey, girl. I wanted to tell you, even though it's technically July, it's Pride all year round, but I just wanted to wish you a happy Pride, and I hope you had a lovely one.
Yes, thank you so much. I absolutely had a lovely Pride. It was, you know, we're working as a country to get to just 1 month where, you know, we could just be happy and festive all year round. Some things hit the fan a little bit. And just, again, for anybody who has reproductive rights, I want to reiterate that my home in both states is a safe haven. So if you need anything, please do not hesitate to reach out. Email me. My email is everywhere. And just want to make sure that people know that apparently we got to take care of each other. Like, that's the wave. So I guess we're just going to do that.
And if you're in Kansas, the election's coming up August 2nd. So just make sure you're registered to vote. Yes. And that everything is up to date.
Yes, please make sure you are out there doing the things. Because now, Curly, your voice, speak it, honey, loudly from the top. So it's definitely time for that. And now in unimportant things, of course, what could be the best part of summertime if not nothing but Bravo Liberty drama? Like nothing but.
Oh my God, left, it's nonstop.
Right, center. It's like they just, the heavens knew that I was going to be out ready to hit the streets and have a good time. And every morning I roll over in my bed and go, wait, what the heck?
I mean, if you guys could see Moni's face right now, she is glowing because I know one of the hot topics we're going to talk about is one of the many reasons why she's glowing right now, but yes. She is happy.
I am so, so happy. Listen, let me tell you something. Me and Mauricio have the same hobbies, if you know what I mean.
I love it.
Yes. One of the few fabulous things about my state. Who knew Virginia was cute and fun?
No, I love like, it.
Come on through, people. These hot topics, Kyle Richards has really gotten herself in some hot water. And I think anyone who's listened to this podcast or ever followed me on Instagram knows that I was like too thrilled to the point of like, complete satisfaction. Woo, long time coming.
I mean, I feel like you always referred to her as beta. You're like, she's always beta. You know, she's beta energy.
Yes.
Ultimate girls trip. I had you be like, you know what? I kind of like Kyle. You kind of
were into it. And then I saw some
not
things.
So much. So guys, like, I am a Kyle stan. Like, she's always, anytime anyone asks me, who's your number one housewife? Who would you want to party with? Whatever. Kyle's usually the person I say, because she seemed like the most normal. She has money, like, whatever. And yeah, so she, it was a tough week for us Kyle stans. She really fucked things up. I have no other way to put it than she fucked it up.
Yes.
Majorly.
Yeah.
I also feel like, so if you guys aren't brought up to speed, because there's so much shit happening, do we want to, how do we want to go into this with Kyle? Like, both think she fucked up?
Yeah, she absolutely fucked up. I like to say she made the block hot. And I do not like when my housewives, especially like my like favorable white women, do that. Like, please don't make the block hot. Just, she really had moments where I guess some clips surfaced from, so Bravo's been doing this thing, and this is technically a little bit of like fourth wall tea, but like, again, I'm lit on a Wednesday, who cares? But they send some people some material sometimes to kind of get it like a little bit of advanced buzz going. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that the access to these specific clips, these were gems of the upcoming episode, or the episode that is probably already aired by the time this comes out. Like, these were the gems, the meat and potatoes, and someone sent them to kind of get buzzed along. And I'm kind of here for that mess, because in one, you have Erica's drunk ass being completely inappropriate. Apparently she flirted with Garcelle's oldest son and told her youngest son, her 14-year-old, to fuck off. And not once, but like multiple times, like six solid times did she tell him to get the fuck out of here for picking up flowers.
She also, and I need to go find it, Belani Love, who I fucking love that woman. And yes, I need her on our TVs more than she already is. But she made a comment. I watch E! Daily Pop, and shortly after that party had been filmed way back, she made it said that Erica said something like really inappropriate as well. And I can't remember what, so I don't want to butcher it, but basically Erica was a hot fucking mess.
Yeah, absolutely. And not literally a pretty mess. This, yeah, the ugly mess. But this boy was literally minding his business. She asked, what the fuck are you doing here? And he says, flowers. Like, he's just here to get the flowers from his mom's party. And I mean, I know you as a mother were like horrified, as I would imagine most parents would be, to find that one of their guests and friends, supposedly, quote unquote, was berating their child, like literally aggressively cursing out a child.
I would have lit her ass up. I mean, honestly, I think it's like bullshit that Dorit just sat there. Thank you, Crystal, for at least like walking him out. Like,
yeah,
I would have been like, Erica, you're going home. That's uncalled for. Like, I don't know why these women are so scared of Erica. Like, yes, she can be a bit of an ice queen or whatever, but like, I would put that bitch in her place, because she's no problem doing it the other way around.
Thank you.
And it honestly really like pisses me off that no one did anything, because we all know, had this been Jagga or, you know, Portia, and I don't want to bring in the other little ones, kids, into this really necessarily. But the point I'm making is, we know that situation would have not.
Yeah. I mean, essentially Kyle like had war with LVP for even mentioning something inappropriate in front of Portia's face in their own home. This was like 50 steps above. And I feel like, and it makes sense that most mothers would be really upset that this would happen, because it's inappropriate. And it was at Garcelle's party, which is even more inappropriate, because her sons are going to be there. And it's just usually proper etiquette to not berate the family, especially not the children.
Yeah, no, especially not the children. And then it gets worse. I feel like, I mean, that was bad. And then I didn't think, I was like, man, okay, so Kyle fucked up with that. I'm like, okay, my head as her fan, like a stan, I'm like, okay, she can maybe recover from this. We can do this.
We can do this. I mean, like, her laughing though at this happening was like, that was even more inappropriate. And then Mauricio says something like, I'm glad she did it. Even if he was kidding, it's just, they were laughing at the fact that this quote unquote 14-year-old boy, because she didn't remember his name, was being cursed out by Erica.
No, I know. A grown woman. So, I know. It's so,
and then she says she was so happy to see her let loose like this.
I mean, if you guys could see, I'm like literally like, I feel like I'm melting into the ground, because I have no rebuttal. I mean, no, it's horrific. wrong. It's completely wrong.
It was so terrible. It's so wrong.
And I feel like, you know, she's been on an apology tour, kind of. I don't know if we want to call it an apology tour.
I don't think we can. Did she say, I am sorry? I didn't think I read that. No, that's
what I mean. Yeah, no, that's what I was going to get to. Like, had she posted like a 15 second video of saying, I am so sorry. That was really wrong of me. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Garcelle. I've reached out to her privately. I feel like so much of this would have, like, I don't want to say blown over, but wouldn't have like right. added more fuel to the fire.
Yes.
Instead of just kind of like explaining, like, well, I was not referring to that. I'm a mother. I was referring to Erica being drunk. I don't condone what she said. Like, you know, it's just kind of like, no, you just need to get like, just say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No buts. And then with Sutton.
Yeah, but then I mean, also the optics just look terrible because she's on Instagram defending it, literally saying she hadn't texted Garcelle yet. So the time difference doesn't matter enough for you not to be on Instagram, but it matters for a text message.
No,
it made literally the, accessible the whenever you want. The whole thing
like made no, like I felt like she went into like freak out reactive mode. And it was like, yeah. I got to say something right away. And like,
absolutely,
literally said all the wrong things. Like, yes. like all the, you didn't say, I'm sorry.
And like, that was about something residual. Like there wasn't necessarily a direct, like a direct action of Kyle's. Really, Erica's the one who's ultimately at fault. But then like the carnal sin against women or something, it just felt so wrong. Is Diana is definitely sharing a moment, and my feelings about Diana aside, she suffered a really horrible thing that happened to her that is still affecting her while she is filming when she had her miscarriage, and it's clear she was recovering and healing from that in multiple ways. And I guess the way Sutton empathizes is by sharing how she is familiar or she understands and can relate so that the person doesn't feel alone. And while that might not be everyone's favorite form of comfort, it's clearly not Diana's. I don't think Sutton knows that or is that privy to it. And if she did, I don't think she'd recognize it, but it's her way of trying to connect with the person. Kyle, who is technically not even a part of this conversation, who really came over just to be a producer, totally take Sutton's admission of her two miscarriages, sadly, and tells her she's wrong. That didn't happen because she didn't know it happened when they're like not even friends. So I don't even understand why that would matter.
No, it was like horrible.
Honestly, and then physically like horrible. Restrains her from moving. So thoughts on that?
My thoughts are that was really fucked up and no person should ever tell someone something didn't happen when it's their own personal experience.
Yeah.
I thought it was very disappointing. And no, you know, like disappointing, I feel like cuts deep because, you know, when your parents tell you, like, I'm disappointed. That's how I feel. Like, I'm just very disappointed. I have high expectations of this person. And I mean, she fucked up, man. There's nothing to defend there. It's horrible. I know she said as part of her apology tour that she reached out to Sutton and that they're good and that they apologize, but like we haven't heard from Sutton herself or Garcelle. So I think the reunion is going to be really tough and shit. We don't know what's to come with the rest of the season between her and Kathy. Like, I think this is going to be a really tough reunion for Kyle. And I honestly, a lot of this makes sense when we heard the rumors that she was like, I don't know if this might be her last season or not.
Yeah, I don't think Kyle ever expected to have a bad edit. And this is, I mean, to be honest, I didn't either. Like, it's always been the running trope in theory, the conspiracy theory, no less, but that Kyle is basically the strings behind this show. It's was built around her and her family. That's pretty clear. I mean, I've never seen Bravo more invested in a family than the Richards, but it's something that I think that I didn't expect. And now I don't know what to do with now that I have it. Cause I'm like, it kind of debunks a lot of the things that I thought, but I mean, it's getting bad and it's not great. And it's not just going to hurt her. It's also going to hurt Kathy, whatever goes down between them two. What are your thoughts on Lisa Rinna basically being like the optimal mastermind this season on camera and then off camera being like a total like ridiculous racist person?
Lisa is
yikes,
unhinged. I don't even really have the right words other than like put your phone down and take some time for like self-reflection on yourself.
Girl, don't renovate that
I mean, she's been saying else. Like, and there's no right way to grieve, but because you've lost a parent doesn't then mean you can be an asshole to people. Like, that's just not like a pass. So I don't know what's going on with her and how she's like, she's just way more unhinged than usual. This is all I really have to say about that. I just think the girl has no storyline, and this is her way of creating drama and keeping her relevant on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the timing for me, because basically in this upcoming episode or the last episode, she's just not in it enough. And suddenly now there's a whole new scandal about her. In fact, most of the scandals off camera for Beverly Hills this year have been about Rinna. And I just find that to be so interesting, because the season is shaping up to really not be about Rinna. And so, which I say, girly, this is the bed you made, because you and Erica are working overtime to make sure no one's looking at her. And you also never have anything going on. So naturally, you're not getting the camera time you deserve. Like, aside from the lowest beautiful tribute, I can't think of a time outside of like a group scene that Rinna had any camera time.
Recently, like this current season. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. No,
season, I'm like, she's just not there.
No, she's really not. And she's doing the most. And, you know, I've always had like a small soft spot for Rinna. Like, I think Rinna, like her first couple seasons, I like appreciated that brash, like, own it, baby. Like that whole, like, you know, yeah, here's all my pills and that whole trope. But as the seasons have gone on, obviously we're all seeing right through it. And I just think with any of these housewives, you guys got to cut the bullshit, stop trying to produce and be authentic. And also don't be racist.
Yeah, it's so easy.
Like,
it's
not asking so for easy. Much.
I mean, honest to God, you would have thought we were asking for so much, but truly, just don't be. And you know, what we're referring to is that Rinna on social media. Now, here's something that Candace recently tweeted, and I just got into like an actual like fight with Taria about like Candace being the worst on social media. And then it occurred to me that we do not, Andy included, give Rinna enough smoke for what she does on social media, especially since apparently Andy's like, we cannot ever hire Tamra back because she's spilling too much tea about the behind closed doors. Rinna also is really good at letting us know every single thing that's real, that's not real, that's fake, that's not fake, that was done for TV, that was done for production. She's great at telling us things that we probably don't need to know and talking too much. And then of course she gets on social media and says things like, basically, if you want diversity, go watch Dubai. Like, girl, pie. No, boo, tomato.
It was, yeah, I don't
it's
understand.
So bad.
The whole like Dubai, like even her just bringing in the show, like,
it was nasty.
Made no sense. I didn't understand it. Truthfully, no. I didn't get it. Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's a really good point though. Like,
we don't surprised that she hasn't media.
Get slapped her hand a bit on that stuff. And I think
she should put it down just stick to her dancing videos. So she wants to do that so much. When them lips get to dancing though, it's like, ooh, too much. Like, shut them things down.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, been a very interesting time right now for Housewives. My last thing I wanted to get your take on, because I know that you found it's just as delicious as I did, because my secret love is that I just adore Vanderpump Rules from day one. Like, I always have. And so whenever like problematic things happen with them, I get so anxious because I love them so much. First 5 seasons, my God, TV
Oh
gold.
My God, literally.
Best TV things I could watch. I could watch it all day.
Yeah.
And Lala, for better or worse, I started hating her. I come to love her. And then you come to kind of root for her. But no more than now that her baby's daddy is like the Hollywood criminal, honey. He is out here criminality.
I'm so glad that his ass got called out. And I'm
exposed. So glad
she came out. I mean, I feel like there's probably so much, like, he's such a dumbass. Like, this bitch didn't think any of that. Like, I guarantee there's, like, receipts everywhere.
Yeah, he's so dumb. He's, like, the worst Harvey Weinstein
ever. Yeah, exactly. No,
like, you didn't even try to cover it up, baby. That's so terrible.
No. It's just, I'm curious to see, like, what happens. I have had, like, mixed feelings, I have to be honest, with Lala and her situation with Brand.
Oh, for sure.
On one hand, like, obviously speak to your experience and share your truth. However, then the other side of me is like, well, one day Ocean, like, regardless of what happens, Ocean's still Rand. So, like,
yeah, that's going to be hard.
That's going to be a hard conversation when she gets older, but I struggle with that a little bit. But all this to say is I never wanted Vanderpump Rules to have a camera crew more than now.
And they're not filming.
I know. I mean, Sheena and Lala are hanging out. Brittany and Jax are, like, trying to crawl their way back into relevancy. Like, I just feel like I just want it all.
Yeah, even Kristen just broke up with her boyfriend and is, like, moving out. So, yes. And Katie is newly single. But sometimes I feel like they live real lives and then they just time their real life reactions very perfectly to get, they've always been good at getting Bravo to come back.
Like, that's a fair point, but
definitely been able to get their attention, but, like, you really want to be filming right now, girly.
I mean, it's like the perfect storm of stuff. There's actually storylines without the show. Like, you don't need Lisa Vanderpump. Like, I've always said they need to graduate, and I mean, it could be called Vanderpump Rules because that's what we know it as, but less to do with the restaurant.
What about Vanderpump Valley, which was like that original situation?
I know. I feel like it just needs to be something like that. Like, it's like the Housewives without being housewives. Like, it's the same thing.
I never watched that. It's like a white version of Shaws of Sunset.
Yeah.
Be so, kind of fun. I would like to see that. I think they probably just worry about who their anchors would be since all of them have been fired for being problematic.
I know.
Like, everyone who's, like, really the star of the show has had an ego to them that, like, led to some bigotry and prejudices. So they had to get cut.
No, I know. But I would have liked, and this is like a hot take, I know you're not going to agree with, but who you refer to as name shall be redacted.
Oh yes. Name redacted.
Name redacted. I kind of would be open to that person being back.
Like, why does she get rewarded? She didn't do anything. She just went away and was quiet during a pandemic.
Her life never changed. Like, I mean, I have
she did not get canceled from a thing.
No, she didn't get canceled at all. But I also would be love to see someone to call her out on that and, like, the conversations there.
The question becomes, like, who do we get? Because you don't want a Tiffany Moon that's, like, hired to, like, hold the girl's feet to the fire. And then you get a Brandy who, like, just cries the whole time for the mere thought that you would think she was racist. And, like, she can't sleep at night or be in the same room as you. And, like, I don't know. Just the girl, her whole career started being on Queen Bee's. And I remember watching
that. I know. We've talked about this.
I remember watching it live and being like, well, she's the biggest bitch. Like,
no, she is.
Her and one other girl that were, like, y'all take the cake. So, like, her actions to me, I'm like, we've been singing this coming and it was fun, but now it's not fun. And I guess I worry that, like she'd be a Ramona hire. Like, we keep her around, but she's such a fucking liability and you're so afraid of what she could do. So you move everyone around so that, like, they're not the problem and Ramona won't, like, shoot them. But instead you aid her in being, like, the worst, but you think you need her because she's a lot. She's drama.
No, she's definitely drama. I think, like, so badly, anytime anyone's a parent, I just want them to be, like, much better, if anything, like, for their kid.
You just do.
Like, no, yeah, I mean, this is, like, my, like, unicorn and rainbows point of view on this.
I love it for you.
No, I know, and I'm like, oh, I mean, and I know all the things you're saying are right. I just,
you,
like,
be a great mom and a terrible
you're also right. You're also,
I think,
right.
So I really do. I mean, it's like the same complex that people have with Jen Aiden. She's a wonderful housewife to me because she's so visceral, but she's absolutely, to me, a fantastic mom. Like, unreal.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true.
I think Jen is better than Stassi because I've not seen Jen be racist on TV well before she called out for it, like I have with Stassi. I mean, we've debated it for so long, but I'm like, I do. I mean, of course, the early days, again, I love the first 5 seasons of Vanderpump Rules because she is a easy watch, like, period.
Oh, but yeah. It was, like, insane. Unhinged.
And then just comes down to, like, then we would have zero track record of Bravo ever keeping, like, the consequences. And that's usually
yeah, but I also think on the reverse, how do we hold people, show people the, like, how am I trying to phrase this? Just being held accountable. Like, I mean, obviously.
But she has to want to, you know?
Yeah. Like, be held accountable.
That Cameron Hall interview, that set her back.
Oh,
like,
my God. No,
like,
I know.
Like, girl, now we're back to square one. We were all rooting for you. Like,
you're 1,000% right. I just think sometimes with reality TV and everything, like, I want people, obviously, people in this situation deserve to be fired. And, like, I'm 100% agree on that.
I actually think they fired her too late. By the time it happened, I actually didn't care if she was fired or not because it already happened.
Yeah, well, that too. But I also think, like, as viewers, we never see, like, the aftermath, you know? Like, mm-hmm. did that person, I mean, in Name Redacted's place, like, yeah. But in other situations, like,
learning and listening to do, as the girls say, listening and learning. It seemed like she stopped. She might have put that on pause, that subscription of listening and learning. But we can put it back on. I think someone is like, I think it was 2 judgy girls who suggested that we put her and Leanne and all these other problematic faces on like a diversity training boot camp. And, like, they basically have to prove, like, that MTV's the challenge style, that they are not racist, to return back to their perspective.
Oh, my God. That would be honestly really funny.
You should call it listening and learning.
Yes. Well, guys, you just listen to this, like, wonderful debate on Vanderpump Rules. No, but I totally get, like, everything you're saying, Monty. You know, I always respect and, like, love your points of views and your thoughts and whatnot.
But is it bad that I agree with you? That's the thing. As nuanced as it is, I'm like, yeah, I probably wouldn't watch Vanderpump Valley without Stassi. It's just that it would also be hard for me to watch it now with her there.
In my thing,
it's like Jamie Lynn Spears with Zoe 101, because I'm a kid of Zoe 101.
Oh,
when she got pregnant and left the show, we all had problems with her teen pregnancy. Now, at first, I was like, good for you, but then she canceled it, and I said, now this is terrible, because it's like, if I just could trust you.
No, I know.
If I just could trust you, but I really do think that she's good on TV. But I look at it like, you ruined it. Like, you ruined it. Yeah. I didn't ruin it.
No, she definitely ruined it. She had a good thing and she fucked it up herself.
Yeah, absolutely. She knew the show wouldn't. And that was just like a bummer that we don't have it. So that's pretty much that.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, if they ever come back, we might just be watching it through Instagram stories. Sheena's like 30,000 long Instagram stories for the rest of our lives, listening to shenanigans. My last thing, I wanted to get on some of your hot takes about the last couple episodes of Beverly Hills. We've gotten into some, we're on our way to even a bigger doozy. I've actually been enjoying this season. What about you?
I haven't been enjoying this season.
You haven't?
No.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I just need more fun. I cannot.
Oh, yeah, we're not having fun. That's for sure. I'm having fun.
Yeah. Well, I like mess. No, but I just like, I need like petty drama over like not getting invited to an event. Like, I just need a little bit more of that.
You don't want it to be like a, did you have a miscarriage or not type of thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's real life. No, that's real life. Like, I want to acknowledge that that's real and that happens. Like, if we're going to talk about being authentic, like, yes, I want more of that. I think Diana was a horrible hire. She brings nothing.
Woo, that's the facts.
No, she's horrible. Like, aside from
having
money. There's
nothing real life about her.
Yeah, she's trash. I don't know. I'm loving everything Garcelle. Like, Garcelle to me is like truly like the voice of reason.
Yeah, and the pot stir all at once, which I kind of love. Complexity, honey.
She is excellent. I just feel like I don't know. it just feels like people are showing up on their call sheets and filming and doing what they're told to do. And it doesn't feel like to me, I don't know. I'm not loving it right now.
I will say that, you know, where I knew Kyle was going to start to get a bad edit is when they started showing us that she's producing, like that she is the one that goes and follows behind people and asks them to come back. Like, you know, people are giving a lot of talk to the upcoming episode where she pushes Sutton back down or kind of like restrains her from like leaving the conversation with Diana. But she did it again the last dinner that they were at on vacation, where Sutton was trying to leave and she stopped her from leaving. We're like, you know, you should go out there and you should give your truth and you should stand up for yourself and all these things. And I'm just like, uh-oh, are we behind the curtains? Oh my.
We're behind the curtains, baby. You know, that's a really good point. I don't know. And I'm not even saying this because I like Kyle. Like, I'm not even like saying all of this. I think Beverly Hills is great. I'm excited to learn to see more of Sheree.
Sheree.
I always get Sheree and then I'm like trying to make sure.
Yeah.
Sheree, want to see more of that. I don't know.
I think it'll be fun. I think it'll get more fun, maybe, hopefully. You know, it's always hard when, you know, they have so much of the production value in their own hands and they all feel like they have to do this job to keep the, I guess, scrutiny off of themselves or whatever. But like you said, I love Garcelle right now. I think that Sheree is going to be such a fun addition. I love her. I've been watching her for years. She's so fun. And they were filming during the Oscars. So I'm just like, give an entire episode to Sheree.
I want nothing else.
She was with them. She was at the Oscars with the kids while everything was going downstairs. So I'm just like, give the camera. I need Andy and a camera to Sheree pronto. Thank you.
No, like the boat day, like when Erica was like ridiculous on the boat, like that was fun.
That was wild.
You know what I mean? That was fun. Yeah, I actually like laughed. I need more of that. I need a little bit more of that.
I want more of that, but like less of Erica mixing pills and alcohol. Like, don't do that. That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
She's making us anxious, but it's funny to me.
It is funny.
Not the condition, but the reactions, like the results.
That's like Housewives in general. Like, you feel like so many of these characters, these women, like for instance, like Sonia, not to go on a major tangent, I love her, but she drinks too much, but she does funny shit when she drinks. It's like very, you feel like you're enabling their bad behavior and bad habits. Yes. It's a weird thing.
Absolutely. Are you on Sutton or Crystal or team Let's Bury It?
Honestly, I'm kind of on team at this point, Let's Bury It, but I was siding more a little bit more with Sutton only because I feel like Crystal, to me, if you're going to say any of that stuff, just fucking say it.
Yeah.
I kind of was like siding with Garcelle a little bit. I don't know. I don't like the way Crystal isn't just like,
yeah,
you can't like stir this pot, all. Light the fire and then like kind of walk away. Like, you have to kind of own all of it and just fucking say it, like say what it is and say it. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to just admit it at this point, or admit that you got in over your head or something like that. Whatever the truth is, like, I mean, I just feel bad for Garcelle. I would hate to be in that moment of someone being like, well, actually, your friend's a fucking racist. And guess what? I'm not going to tell you why. Like, that really pissed me off for a long time.
No, it was just weird. That whole scene was kind of weird. I love Garcelle, but the way she brought that back up, I mean, she was like pot stirring like no other when she.
Oh, yeah. And then it kind of bit everybody back in the ass. So, yeah, it hasn't been a fun start to this season, but it has been a messy one, honey. And I've been enjoying that. Like, I just love a good mess. That's honestly, though, if y'all are finding this like unbearable and a couple of y'all are telling me constantly that you cannot watch Beverly Hills right now, it's just too much, understandable. I'll recap for you, but then honey, head on over to Ultimate Girls Trip Ex-Wives Club, because them bitches are fighting hard to get back on TV. Oh, they want back, and it's so good. Like, just big recommendation, people. Go watch it. If you did not know you needed a Dorinda versus Tamra face off, you do. You just do.
I want to know, actually, how do you feel about Dorinda?
Oh, yeah. That thing won't have to stay on pause for a while. She has not learned a thing. Like, Dorinda, I think the worst thing ever was her being told she was put on pause. They never should have appealed to her ego that way. Even if that's what they meant to do and bring her back in a year, trust that she has nothing else going on and she would have said yes regardless, right? But then just tell her you're firing her, because we know that they were actually told her she was going to be put on pause. Andy confirmed it, but she is acting like she has literally, she's like on paid probation. Like, yeah. And she kind of is because she's fired, but they're doing the show at her house.
I mean,
she is on paid probation.
I don't agree much with Vicky, but I do like the fact that they're doing rumored Ultimate Girls Trip number 3 in Thailand, and she's like, motherfucker, we got Bluestone Manor. Like, I would be annoyed at that.
I would be too, because to me, that's not the cast that deserved it. To me, the best cast I think they would have ever had was casted for Ultimate Girls Trip 2. This is incredible to me. Oh, even Eva, I am like, do I like you?
I love Eva, and she's fun, but
she's not a pushover, honey.
She was pregnant. I feel like a lot of the time during her stint on Atlanta,
right.
I feel like her just being able to be Eva is great.
Yes, it's so much fun now that she's there. And if you did not know, the return of Phaedra is legendary. It's magical. It is just simply the best thing that has ever happened to me. And these days, you need that. So just for the simple Phaedra factor.
Oh my God.
Cool, baby. Oh,
love her. But do you really think that would ever fly though with Candy?
I think that at some point, if it got like the ratings got bad enough or something, or they weren't pulling in as much, if it affected Candy's money, I think she would do it, because Candy is a bigger business person than she is anything else. And she's a Taurus, and we are emotional but practical people. So if I had to do a scene with an ex of mine now for whatever reason, and the money was talking right enough and I was broke enough, I will not be hard to convince. And I agree, like, I get it, Candy, but like, I have my convictions. I tell people that I would never do it, right? I'm like, I would absolutely never do that. Like, I just have my morals. But then also, offer me $250,000 and see what I do. Just see. And that's Candy. I really think that if the money was talking right, they were like, Candy, we have to take a 50% pay cut, she would be like, we need to bring that bitch Phaedra back.
I mean, I feel like with Phaedra is about to be on Dubai, like, I kind of feel like we're headed towards that way.
Yeah, they're trying to get her ready for the conversation. They're like, Candy, look what's happening, girl.
It's happening.
Get that hint. Mm-hmm. It's coming. She's back on the networks. Yes. Okay. On both. Like, I think Ultimate Girlship could have gotten a primetime slot. I think it's fantastic. It is way more fun. What do you think about them always breaking the fourth wall? Do you like this new trend?
I love it. I love the breaking the fourth wall. I think this has been so fun. It's like a very random group of women that I would have never grouped together, but I like, I loved seeing like Taylor and Eva having, you know, a bond and a great conversation. It's just wild. All of it's all over the place. Dorinda
got Tamara to cry in like under 2 minutes. That's unreal. Tamara has been yelling and being yelled at by people for literally a decade.
Tamara needs to come back. If she's gonna survive at all, Tamara needs to come back. I enjoyed Tamara. Things I never thought I would say, but that's what happens in this weird Housewives universe. Yes. You've been watching for as long as we have, like, weird shit happens.
Yes, absolutely. I think Tamara was actually doing a really good job, and I was one of the main ones calling for her to be fired when she was fired, and then OC fell into the toilet, and then I'm looking at the reason why it's trash now on TV every week. So I just encourage people, if you have not, go watch Ultimate Girls Trip. I'm covering that entirely on my Patreon. I gave a little bonus sneak peek of that there, but I am doing that on Patreon for this entire season, as well as some other Bravo shows that are not Housewives, just because the girls just take up so much of my time and energy now on this show. Like Southern Charm, I'm actually really going to get back into Southern Charm. This season has been fun. I've been catching clips. I kind of like the drama, and I'm like, okay, I think it's interesting, because I mean, everybody loves Craig, and he's like caught up in like the wildest love triangle ever. Like, they're not my preferred people, but like, it's funny to watch everyone's faves like squirm.
Oh, it's crazy.
It is wild. I mean,
he had a hot boy summer. He was getting after it.
Like the timelines make sense, but then it kind of don't make
they
sense.
They don't make sense.
Like, wait.
They don't make sense. This is why I wish so badly, like on Summer House and on like Southern Charm, that they would do timestamps.
Yes.
Like give us like dates or references just
yes.
for us nerds.
Like Housewives does. They always have that B-roll footage, honey, ready to be like 9:38 a.m. on last Wednesday.
Yes. But it's messy. It's messy.
It's so messy. And I love it. And I just want to know how I too can make $1 million on being an influencer. I will do whatever you want to my body. If I need to look like one of those mom talkers, I will do it.
Oh my God.
If you know what I'm talking about and you're like just so shook in the head right now that I even just mentioned mom talking, you're getting excited. Could you think I'm going to talk about it? I'm not, girly. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I just know that I get all of that information from Vanessa and Abby because they cover it for you and I don't. So it's been interesting. I've only heard of it because of y'all. And it's great. I mean,
it's like the weirdest rabbit hole that I've
been on. I love it when you call homegirl spatula. It's so funny.
She is a spatula.
I mean, come out with spatula merch.
Yeah, no. Anyone who sticks a spatula in someone's ass will forever be known as spatula. No, it's beyond
weird. Spatula girl is over there. So like, oh girl, it's like soft swinging and it's in Utah. And this is what I thought we were getting with Salt Lake City. And I'm very disappointed because this is what I wanted was the soft swinging Mormons who have threesomes and then it turns into something more. And then all of a sudden it's a full on affair and it's all documented on social media through songs and dances and no real narratives.
It's insane.
These people do not communicate with words. They just dance in front of a screen and just do like little beats. Like, and it just never like, on my head beat. A little.
And never on beat.
I think I DM'd you when you posted one of them. I was like,
yes, you did.
None of them are in rhythm. Like, not no. a one. They weren't doing anything exciting.
It's honestly the wildest thing to watch. It's so fun. Come on over to Real Moms of Bravo. We have a highlight mom talk.
I don't know how you found it, but I like am so intrigued. Like, were you following one of them?
No, I saw it like on an Instagram story and then I got in deep and then I posted about it and then people started asking about it. And then I decided I've never done like a deep dive. Like
I want to do one.
Mad respect to anyone who does it, but it's so fucking time consuming. So then I committed. I was like, if I'm going to fucking do this, I'm going to do it. And it's been a journey ever since. It's very interesting. And anyone's drama is like interesting and fun to watch. Like,
I love that. That is so fun. Oh my God. Yeah. Y'all please. It's just worth watching because it's originally what we all signed up for on Housewives, which was watching a bunch of women that are super not relatable to us have drama of their own that has nothing to do with us and doesn't attack us on our couch. And that is what I miss. And that's why I love watching Mom Talk and pretty much everything else over on Abby and Vanessa's Instagram. Go give them a follow, please. Abby is having a baby soon. Yay. Thank you, Abby, for always being the best. And we miss you. And I hope you have the best baby time ever and are watching Insecure and having a lot of fun with that because that's all I wanted her to do was watch Insecure. So congrats, Abby. We wish you well. And thank you so much, Vanessa, for being here. I appreciate it.
Oh my God. I had the best time. This was amazing. Thank you guys. Or thank you, Monty. It's like you have an audience.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on. Always the best time with you. I can't wait to finally meet you guys in person in only some weeks now. I'm so excited.
I know. I can't.
Oh my God. Who knew? So y'all, if you want to support me, you can find me on all the things, Patreon, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Mixing with Monty, MixingWithMani. I will be having teacher wish lists posting up again just because apparently we start now to get those classrooms ready, honey. So the teachers are out there needing things. And if you want to bless a teacher with some pencils or erasers, you will make their day. So I'll be posting some of those. But above all else, guys, take care of yourself. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay whole. And watch some Housewives, especially Rugged. It's so good. Okay.
The get fact your that you're on. Calling it Rugged.
Rugged.
Are we doing that?
Rugged. That's what it is. And it's the worst hashtag ever. They know they should have named it something else. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
For more about me, Bravo, Housewives, pop culture, and so much more, follow me on Instagram at Mixing with Moni, MixingWithMani. So you can keep up with me. And don't forget to also leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you're listening, and rate me and maybe give me 5 stars. Thanks so much. Bye.